We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
But what a game! Not preseason, not summer league, not G League, not Olympics, not whatever any other league. This is the real thing. 75th year of the NBA.
Tuning up right
game
now.
The first game between us and the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics, two of the oldest franchises in the league, goes down in two overtimes. Crazy game. Crazy game. 138-134, Ashley Moss. When could you tell me that the New York Knicks are putting up 138 points? What a crazy ass game.
First of all, there's a new Frenchman in NYC, and he goes by the name of Evan Fournier. Uh-oh. Listen, sorry, Frank. It was real while it was here. It wasn't, but it was. Listen, Evan is – I know a lot of people were second-guessing. I won't say a lot. I'll say some people. At least 50% of people were definitely trying to, like, clown the Evan Fournier acquisition in the offseason. And I remember saying on Twitter, I got to find that tweet. I said, did you not see or are you not watching what this man is doing in the Olympics? Man. He is a scorer. Just because he's not a big name doesn't mean he can't contribute to a team. He's the perfect fit for this team. It was unbelievable what he did out there. I mean, those guys were gassed, and the New York Grits just kept pushing forward. And that's the type of energy you need to start off a season. RJ Barrett was out there playing his size, which I absolutely love to see. That, yes. Obi was out there swishing and dishing word to Clyde Frazier. And I won't forget that all of you or a lot of you wanted to trade Obi for chopped cheese and a quarter water, but I'm going to let you live. I'm going to touch upon that later. I just really love, outside of Julius Randle, Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, you kind of know what to expect from those guys. They've been at it a long time. We do love seeing our young guys quickly, Obi, RJ, come into their own right in front of our very eyes. They are feeling more and more comfortable every game, every possession. And it's just really, really incredible to see. Obviously, it's a whole lot of basketball left, okay? It's a very long season.
Just started.
But if this is any indication of what this team is going to look like, what the energy is going to be like, what the grit and determination is going to be like, New York, we in for one hell of a season,
We here. Hell yeah. And for my 50 burger people in the chat, 49 to go as we are 1-0. I love the point you brought up about Obi Toppin. We saw in the first half, Tom Thibodeau decided to go with the rookie Jericho Sims.
And it just looked like the lineup was just a little slow, was all over the place. It wasn't working out. And in that second half, he decided to let Julius Randle and Obi Toppin loose. And it worked out in our favor. Obi Toppin has his game upped in the summer league. We saw it continue to trend upwards in the preseason and in his first game in his second year. Obi was great, to your points.
And, I mean, listen, you gotta love to see it. And I think this just even more solidifies my point from last season to this. Mm-hmm. I said, look, you can't really fault Obi completely for the lack of what we saw last season. He didn't have the summer league. He didn't have a true training camp. He had an off season, but there was no development spaces for him to kind of grow and to learn, right? This is the first time we're really seeing Obi with a full off season that so many rookies before him and after him have the privilege of having. And it's so important for the development of a young guy, you know, making that transition from college to the professional league is tough. You know what I mean? It's not easy. There are some guys who are able to make that transition with ease, and God bless them. But, you know, there's only so many D Wades and LeBron James walking around. You know what I mean? So you got to go ahead and give people growing pains. And you got to be able to give them the space to learn and grow. And Obi is really just really figuring out where he fits offensively and defensively in this team. And you can see it. He plays with more confidence. He doesn't look lost out there. He's not afraid to make mistakes either, which is so important in a young player. Yeah. Not letting the mistakes that you will make affect you throughout the entirety of a game. And I just love seeing this. It's just a night and day transition from what we saw last season.
Yeah. We were accustomed to seeing around like 18 minutes, 15 minutes Obi Top, and we got 28. In his first game of this second season, 14 points, 5 rebounds, and the stats don't even speak the entire story for Obi Toppin did. Kemba Walker had his first game at home in New York playing for the Knicks. It was a bit shaky. It was ho-hum. You know, a lot of people could talk about those final moments in that fourth quarter. But nonetheless, he gave us 10 points, 3 assists, and 8 boards for his size in 36 minutes. Ashley, what'd you think about Kemba Walker in his first game as a Knick?
Listen, Kemba's always a good time. I'm a big fan of Kemba Walker. I know a lot of people gave up on him and said he's washed, he's all this stuff. And I think, you know, 36 minutes, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Look, it was his first hometown game. Probably a lot of friends and family were in the crowd, and he was feeling nostalgic, and he was just enjoying the vibe and the moment that he was in. And maybe, you know, the game got away from him a little bit. I don't think it's any reason to sound the alarm. I think it's just one of those situations where, you know, it feels good to be home. And he's relishing in the moment. There's no energy like MSG energy. And listen, that it got the best of Julius Randle in the playoffs. You got to expect that the first game that in a Knicks jersey for the hometown kid, it's going to be filled with a lot of emotions. It's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster. But, you know, I think he did well in certain aspects of the game. I think defensively, he was present. I think offensively, he tried to be present as much as he could be. And I think, you know, it's just the first game for him. I think it's not any reason to be nervous or to be alarmed. I think he's going to, you know, he's got to tighten things up a little bit, not be so sloppy on certain parts of the game, but he'll be fine.
Yeah, first game, I ain't worried about. Like you said, it's a lot to deal with, man. First game home in the Garden. Not to mention the first game you're playing is against your former team. He's there chopping it up with his old coaches, his old teammates. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. I don't care who you are. I don't care what league. That's a lot to deal with. I'm not worried about it. What's up?
Let me say this. Uh-oh. Maybe it's the competitor in me.
Talk to him.
But, like, I understand, you know, that's your former team. And it's nostalgic, and it's a full circle moment, and all of that stuff. But I ain't dapping you up before the game. We're in the Garden. I'm a New York Knick now. I'm not wearing a Celtics jersey. You're the enemy. We can't be friends. Now, after the game, after I whoop you, we can dap it up and say, what's good? How's the family? How's the wife? But before the game, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't even brush shoulders with me because it's war. That's how I feel. Maybe that's a 90s mentality. I need to see. I got to stop seeing all this. Oh, my God. It was sweet to see. Like, nah, chill. Get out my face. I'm about to cook you. Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, it was a little too much. I mean, you know, he had his little high five moment with Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, and he's talking. talking, you know, to the coaches throughout the game. Not as much trash as I was expecting. I'm with you on that. After the game, cool. You can, you know, be buddy-buddy with your guys after you, you know, beat their ass, especially in the game that we won. But I'm with you. I feel you on that for sure. But, you know, it's probably a lot for him to deal with. But, we talked about him. We talked about Evan Fournier having a tremendous game. Is he the new French Prince? I don't know. I'm going to let y'all have that. I know that that's probably a sore moment.
French Prince.
There it is. It is.
Hashtag
all right. French all right, chat. There it is. The new French Prince. The crown has been passed over to Mr. Fournier. Because he was huge today, man. He was huge, especially in overtime. He was great throughout the entire game. Defensively was one of the biggest things. Four steals. I mean, we were talking about dropping off with Reggie Bullock being gone and now bringing Evan Fournier, who's only known offensively. And now, mind you, I'm sure every night it's not going to be this case. But tonight, four steals. First game trying to make an impression for fans like myself, because I was one that was like, I'm excited for Fournier, but I'm not going to jump over the ledge like a lot of you guys were. And he sold me. I'm all in on the Fresh Prince name transfer to Evan Fournier. I'm with it. And I know you said your piece there, but what do you have, 32 points, 4 steals, and Julius Randle dropping his 35-piece, almost getting a triple-double in his first game. You got to be excited for what's next. Yes, there's a lot of things we got to tune up. We got to, you know, cut down the sloppiness. But we got to be excited. You know, this is a toe-to-toe game against this team. RJ Barrett, I want to mention right now, too, defensively shutting down Jason Tatum when it mattered. The entire game, I know we could talk about him having 0 points in the first half, but then he went off and had his 17 in the second half. Locked down Jason Tatum. Look at his shooting percentages. Do you think this is going to be a trend for Mr. RJ Barrett, or in the words of you, the nine god? Is his defense going to be like this all season long, or you think he was just rising up to the moment because his shot wasn't going down?
You know, RJ has – the good thing about RJ, and one of the things I admire about his game is that if he's not doing one thing well, he's doing something else. And I think that he's one of those players that is able to kind of compartmentalize and balance, right? If he's not having the strongest offensive game, he's a beast on defense and vice versa. And then there are games he does both things really well. I think RJ, his strong suit, is that he's able, or he figures out very early on where he's going to contribute in the game. Because some games you just don't have it, right? Some games you're just not shooting well. Some games you're just not defending well. Guys are getting the best of you. But what can you do well? Mm-hmm. And I think RJ, for being so young, and I speak to this so much, is that it's very impressive that he's kind of able to figure that out very early on in the game. So he finds out very early on where his role is going to be throughout the course of the game and how he can help the team win. And that doesn't mean always having the best stat line. That doesn't mean always having the most points or the most minutes.
Yeah.
But it means being effective in other ways. It means being a contributor in other ways. And I think that's a telltale sign of not only a good player, but a good team. Because not everybody, like I said, is going to be putting up the big numbers. But how else can you contribute, and how else can you bring a win and put a win in the column for your squad? And I think RJ is really good at that.
That's what he does, man. Him and Julius Randle, once again, doing as they do. High minutes, 47 minutes for RJ Barrett, 46 for Julius Randle. And those 47 minutes, it might not have had to do with, I'm sorry, he had 19 points. It says 17. 19 points. It had nothing to do with the points. It's because he was out there doing what Tibbs loves, and now he's playing defense. And he was guarding, I feel like nobody can guard Brown, but there was instances where he slowed down Brown, and he definitely neutralized Jason Tatum, in my opinion. So, yeah, you got to give RJ Barrett his credit there. But Julius Randle, Evan Fournier, those are the guys we're looking at offensively. Loved what we brought from Obi Toppin. It was great. It was a great game. I was excited. It was nerve-wracking. Almost lost my television today. Almost lost it. I'm going to be completely real with y'all. Thank God, you know, I got the lady letting me know, like, slow down. It's all right. There's still time. But I almost lost my TV today. I'm sure I was not the only one. But shout-out to the Knicks fan TV fan base that's in here right now. We got 1,200 people in here right now. Drop a like button for the squad. First game, 1-0 going into the season. We're going to be doing all of our calls on Discord tonight. CP will be joining us later. As you can tell, he was at the game, he was in the streets. He's making sure he get himself settled so he can join the game. We'll hear from him later on. But if you guys want to call in, come through the Discord. I already see we got some calls ready to go. Ashley, which jersey are you rocking right now? For those who don't follow you on IG.
OD, Oakley, Oak Tree in the building.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I went a little bit old school for the first game of the season. I'm going to rock a 90s one next game. Obviously, going to work my way up in the history of the New York Knicks.
Okay.
I really do wish they bring these back eventually.
Which one?
I loved those 90s Knicks jersey with the black in them. Those were
One
of my favorite Knicks jerseys of all time. Yeah. The one we did the 99 finals in.
Yep.
I would love to see that jersey come back. That black was different. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just a different combination, energy, different vibe. Yeah, for sure.
Especially with how we play too, it just and I'm 100% with you. We got retro that. We got to do something. Like, I know we're bringing back classic jerseys. That should be one in the mix here in the future. I completely agree with you on that. Speaking of which, we got quite a few Knicks that are already on this top 75 list for the, because in the 75th anniversary, they're talking about the top 75 players. We got Clyde in there, as you'd expect. We got Willis Reed. We got Patrick Ewing got put in there today. If he's not there yet, but I know Bron King should be on there eventually. I'm not sure if he was officially announced, but I'm damn sure he's going to be on there. We got a few people on that list. Look at us, man. I'm telling y'all. Y'all can be real.
Get out of here.
That's what I'm saying. You better let him know. All right, but let's get to these phone lines, because I know the phones are going to be buzzing. I know the fan base is buzzing. We got to get to the phones, and we're going to start off. I see Angel. We're going to save you. We're going to go to my guy. This is one of my favorite people to talk to. We're going to my dude, Bailey. Now, Bailey is a guy that has been telling us, and he's been warning us about Jaylen Brown, and Jaylen Brown, he delivered today. But nonetheless, the Knicks pulled it out. Bailey, 1-0, bro. How you feeling, man?
Stressed, to say the least. I told everyone, Jaylen Brown, look what happens. You give him too much space. Look how he plays.
Yeah, out of his mind. But so basically,
Julius Randle had his just standard insane game. Evan Fournier,
how you feeling about Evan Fournier? You on the hype train?
Yes, he's the sharpshooter we've been missing.
Yeah, for a while.
Kemba's just got to relax a bit. I know it's his first game. He'll get used to it. He's just got to relax. He's trying to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
RJ Barrett put Jason Tatum in jail.
I'm telling you, man. Locked him up.
That possession on that fadeaway was, it forced the air ball. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Right at the end of the first overtime to go into the second overtime. Yeah. And I know and Mark Jackson was there talking about, we got a foul to give us. Like, nah, watch what RJ's going to do. And he did it. Forced him into an air ball as Jason Tatum, the guy that we just saw mimicking Kobe Bryant doing a fadeaway in that commercial. And RJ Barrett out there forcing him to shoot that fadeaway. He was on tonight. I'm on one. I would talk about RJ Barrett's defense all season long. I'm ready for it.
Mitchell Robinson as well. Looked like he had to skip the beat.
Yeah. Yeah, Mitch Robinson looked good, man. All right, Bailey. Well, so we got what's it called? We started off 1-0. I don't know what you were thinking as far as how we're gonna end. Can you before you let us go? How many wins are you giving us? Are you joining the 50 Burger Club with JD and the crazies in the chat, or you think that we're gonna be a little lower than 50 wins?
I got a hot take. We're gonna finish second in the East with about 53, 54 wins.
So you're going 54 with number two in the East. So we're leapfrogging who, the Nets or the Bucks?
Oh, the Nets. I reckon Bucks will finish first.
Okay. If you were gonna say Bucks, I was gonna say, hold on. All right, Bailey. All right, respect, bro. Okay. 54, Ashley Moss. 54. That's a bit high. Where are you at with your hold on? I don't know where you're at with your wins and losses. How are you feeling?
On the last show, it was a 50 piece. I really believe this team can win. You say 41 last season. Mm-hmm. I really think that we can win between 48 and 50 games. I'm a firm believer in the 50 piece. I really just think that we've gotten drastically better from last season. And I don't believe in the whole, it was a fluke and da da da. We got that fourth seed through grit, okay? And everyone else who has a problem with that, you can come and talk to me about it, and I will gladly school you on it. But still, I think that this team, like I said, has gotten drastically better. I think Mitchell Robinson, a healthy Mitchell Robinson, is going to be the X factor this season. You saw him in the paint. He was living down there. He is a huge part of the defense. He's a huge part of the offense in those second, third chance opportunities, getting the ball back out. I really think that this is a team that's going to shock a lot of people, and it's going to piss off a lot of haters. They are a good basketball team that has gotten better since last season. Julius Randle is in the zone. I mean, this man was hitting long-range shots with ease, with his eyes closed. Like, people got to put some respect on the Knicks. And look, I know it's one game, and everybody looks good in one game. Unless you're Brooklyn, then you don't. But for the most part, a lot of people look good in one game. It's going to be a long season. But the goal is to keep this trajectory and not lose it.
Amen. Agreed, agreed, agreed. I'm not in the 50 Burger Club, but I you know what? I say it all the time. I have no problem being wrong in instances like this. I think it's going to be 47, but if I'm wrong and y'all are right with the 50-piece, I'm cool with being wrong on that one because I love it. I agree. All your points, I definitely think that we are going to take a step up from last year. And you know one thing's for sure when it comes to the New York Knicks, we don't take games off. And we saw in the preseason and we seen in the first game of the season, we don't care who you missing, who back from COVID, who whatever. We missing important pieces on our team as well, and we're going to bring you down to two overtime. So we're going to play every single night. So I don't think it's that crazy. It's just that my PTSD just keeps ringing in my head. So I'm looking at 47-40. I ain't going to lie to y'all. But I love it. I love it. So if you guys haven't already, make sure you hit that like button for the channel. We are at 1,500 of y'all. CP is on the way. You're sitting here with CK, Ashley Moss. What more you need? We out here talking about this Knicks W. Close one. But it was a Knicks W nonetheless. Let's get back to the phone lines and see who is next. Like I said, I'm going to keep you. Angel, who we got next? Oh, got you. Moving over, I'm looking at McGowles. I hope I said your name right. But 1-0, baby. 138-134, double overtime win. What's going on? You're on the show. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm less. But, yeah, this past season, this past game was amazing. You know, it's like it just showed off everything we needed and what we've been working for in the past like 6 months since the offseason. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's been in the gym, everyone's bought in. It's like we had this double overtime win, and we recently just had another overtime win. And it just shows that everyone's doing what they need to be doing, and everyone's like playing their role correctly. Like if someone told me Fournier needed to drop 30 in a game, like we may not get it every night, but he needs to be able to do that, you know, and he was able to. And everyone played their role. I was super impressed.
I was going to say, so we talked about Mitchell Robinson like really briefly, but Mitchell Robinson tonight gave us 11 points, 17 rebounds in 34 minutes after looking gassed in his last game of the preseason. How do you feel?
Honestly, I think that first preseason game, he was getting himself. He was getting himself together. Like, he hadn't played a ton. But I think just tonight showed that, like, the progress he's made in the time he's been out has been great. Like, he seemed game ready, and he's ready to, like, compete with the rest.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you, like I've been asking everybody, because I want y'all to lock it in after we want to know right now. How many wins you giving the Knicks this season?
I give the Knicks.
We got another 50-piece.
The 50-piece. All right, let's – okay, appreciate you, bro. Good call, man. We'll talk to you again
Heard
later.
That.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
I got to take a quick poll. We got 1,600 people in the chat right now. If you are a firm believer in the 50-piece season, I need you to drop a 5-0 in the chat right now. I want to see how many believers we have of the 50-piece season. Let me see those 5-0s in the chat if you are a believer.
All right. We'll be looking at them. We'll be looking at them. We got 17. I'm rounding up. 1,700 in the chat. Hit that like button. Let us know if you are a believer of the 50-piece. Shout out to Kenny Gales dropping $20 in the Super Chat. Appreciate you. He says, my heart, 81 more games of that. Evan, the best French player the Knicks have ever had already. Mike Breen used a season worth of bangs in one game. Obi, Avengers, dropping the penguin emoji. It's still living, but he's a flying penguin, okay? He's flying.
The chat is flying right now with 50s.
See? I'm telling you, people are buying it.
Yes. 50s. I love it.
Someone says 70, though. Hold on, Ben. Slow down. Jay Boogie
says 60. He's out of control.
Shout out to Chuck D. PE's in the chat for Chuck D. He said, if there was one game to win, this was it. This was a culture game. It was all all Frazier 4 in the same MSG building. That's facts. This was only one game, only the first game. However, I'm going to treat this moment like Magic Johnson's first pro game. Let's go. Yeah, it's a big game. I don't care if it's the first game. I don't care. It is against a team that we're going to be fine with for Eastern Conference standing. It is a division rival. Yes, I want this W, especially on the 75th anniversary of the league playing against the Celtics. I want the W. I don't care. I want the W. I'm jumping out the
window. I also love how social media and analysts and my fellow people in media like to try to clown us for celebrating so intensely after a win. They're like, oh, Knicks fans think they just won the finals. Listen, just because your fan base sucks doesn't mean ours does.
Don't take that on
we
us.
Are passionate fans. We waited a long time to be in this position. Mm-hmm. We waited a long time to see playoffs. We waited a long time to be a premier destination. We've been waiting a long time to get nationally televised games again. Right. Don't hate us because you ain't us. That's my point, and that's what I'm just going to leave it there. Okay? Don't hate us because you ain't us.
I love that. And you know that's the narrative. Had the Knicks burnt out? Is this as far as they're going to go? Is this the one? We know that's what the narrative is going to be. Young Kobe dropping $5 saying, Knicks are 5-0 this season, so I'm giving us a 50-piece this season. Oh, my God. You counting preseason? I see what you're trying to do. You ain't slick, though. You ain't slick. All right, let's get back to the phones. We got Jay from Queens. I cannot wait to hear what Jay from Queens has to say. Jay, what's up, bro? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Like I said last time, I called up, second time caller, lucky me. That I'm feeling crispy. Hoodie season's in New York, so I'm feeling crispy.
Talk to us about the game, man. We just double overtime win. It was a full of emotions. How you feeling, man? 1-0.
I was feeling anxious, you know, cardiac Knicks in the building. I was come home for work, so I was on a bus watch streaming, and I started running. And you know how black people are. They don't ask no questions. When you run, they just run. So people are running with me as I'm running home trying to catch the second overtime. So,
Yo, I just have a vision of the scene in Rocky where he's running and the whole neighborhood starts running with him.
Just like that.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
I just wanted to talk about quickly how a lot of people knock on Tibbs for not drawing offensive plays, but in the third quarter, he definitely drew up an offensive play coming out. And I want to point that out for people to recognize. Also, I think I'm going to have to side with JD and give RJ his MIP most improved.
Oh, you did say that.
Because the defense he did on Tatum, they're going to say that Tatum had a bad night, but no, that was RJ locking him up.
You tell him.
And I just also want to say, lastly, when we play ball and you up three with few seconds, we always said no countries for three. So I don't understand how we gave that up. Yeah. So we're going to have to fix up the defense.
Yeah.
But with that, I'm out. And stay crispy, my friends. I'm out. Please.
Like that. Okay. Keep that, Jay. I like that. Yeah, no, that's two good points as far as the quickly point. And they're not going to give the credit to RJ Barrett. JD did say that he thinks that RJ Barrett's going to be the most improved player for the Knicks, at least, this season. And I know you and I are big RJ fans. I know you're going to argue, say, I'm a bigger one. We can go for the rest of the show talking about that. But regardless, do you see RJ Barrett as a candidate for most improved? Or what's your thoughts on just that statement alone? Do you think RJ Barrett is just who he's going to be? Or do you agree that he's going to be most improved for the season? As I get CP in here.
I mean, most improved, obviously. I think, obviously, if he continues this trajectory, which, you know, we hope he does, and I feel like he will. Now, is the mainstream media going to give it to him? That's a different conversation. But I will say this. I do think that, you know, RJ gets better and better every single year. And I think that's all you can want from someone so young. And I think that's all you can want from someone who's going to be the face of this franchise for years and years to come. I don't see RJ going anywhere.
I don't got audio yet.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I think he's an important piece to the Knicks puzzle, the Knicks future, and I think we got to go ahead and, accept that and look at that, and people need to respect it. More importantly, they need to respect it.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're going to be looking at you, Ashley. If you want to talk to them while I adjust these cameras, read the chat. Check out those 50 pieces. I got to adjust the cameras because we got CP in the building right now.
Shout out some people. I'm only shouting out the 50-piece club. So if you are 49 and below, you are not getting a shout out. Okay, so here we go. Shout out to New York Punks with the 50. Shout out to Haylight TV, 56 wins. That's out of control, but I like it. Shout out to Big Size, 50-piece. Let's see who else is part of the 50-piece. Shout out to Justin, 50. Shout out to Mike, 50-piece. Let's see who else do we have. Who else is part of the 50 piece? Adrian Rufus believes in the 50 piece. I gotta put I got a bunch of burgers. I don't know why it's not a 50-piece McNugget, but I'll take a burger.
You got to confront JD on that. That's JD's making. JD did that.
I don't get it. I can't eat 50 burgers, but that's cool. HBH record says 55. Okay, Chuck Norris is tripping with 82. We're not going undefeated, but I like the energy. Keep that same energy.
I guess.
Chuck Norris then said 80 and 2. Again, that's okay. Keep that same energy.
Sure.
Let's see who else we got part of the 50 piece. Who else? Okay, now a lot of 50 pieces coming in. We got Ace Corleone, 50 piece. Mm-hmm. I got Scotty, part of the 50 piece club. Jazz Lewis, 52. Jay Easy says 60.
Look at that.
Wow, y'all jumping out the window.
I'm telling you, man. We gotta get
a trampoline. Ben says 70. He says we about to pull a Golden State Warriors. Go for 72 win season. We got Junior saying 50 all day. Samuel Jackson, I had no relation to Samuel L. Jackson, I suppose. He says 54. Wayne Griffin, I can't shout you out because you are one number off, my friend.
He put 49.
We don't shout out the 49.
Come on, son.
Let's see. Yankee Mojo says 51. Luis Garcia, 52. Who else? Wild Horse PDX, 50. Michael says 54, baby. Okay. Who else do we have? Okay, Rick Rula says 69. Good number.
It's a number.
It's a good number. Mo Messy Boy says 52. Nick Fury, 50 double jalapeno cheese. Again, I don't get the burger reference, but that's okay. Millionaire Mason, 52. Let's see. We got a whole lot of 50s coming in. 50 nuggets. We got 53s, 50 plus. A lot of burgers coming through.
All right, I think we're...
Let's see.
I think we're getting them in here right now.
51-31 from Marlon.
That math don't make... He said 51 and 51? That math doesn't add up.
My math is not good. I'm not about to correct somebody.
All right, respect.
Not about to correct somebody else's number here. We got 50 sweetest fishes. Respect.
Okay. Good. K-Ash, how you feeling, man? JD, what's good? JD, I've seen enough people today, man.
I like your Tinder picture as your photo.
Say what?
I kind of like that Tinder picture that
you like there. That, right? Yeah,
do you get a lot of swipes on that one, or
a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah, it seems to work. It seems to do the trick on the swipe game. But yeah, that was many moons ago, man, out in London. But yo, salute.
What's up, man? y'all were there. Man. How was the energy, man?
The garden was absolutely electric. Packed house. It was a lot of love in there. It was a lot of love for Knicks Fan TV in there. You know, first and foremost, let me say that. It was a lot of love for Knicks Fan TV in there. A lot of love for CK. A lot of love for Ash. We was rocking with Charlie Ash. Charlie was in there with his gorilla suit and everything, man. So from Mustangs, you know, straight through to the game. There's a lot of love for Knicks Fan TV in there. But it was just for opening night. We got a cardiac Knick event. And they sent the Knicks, they sent the fans home happy. You know, what else can we say? They sent the fans home happy. It wasn't pretty. They certainly, played to lose, but they got it done. And at the end of the day, that's all I can say, man. They got it done.
JD, man, how are you feeling, bro? First of all, I got to say, you guys did a good job with the pregame. I got to catch a little bit of it, but that was a great, great situation. I thought it was really, really well done, really well put together. I expect anything less. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to say that. But it looked really dope. It was really cool. Yeah, y'all did a good job with that.
Well, look, we're not working with ESPN's budget here. You know what I'm saying? We do what we can, but with technology these days, we show that we can do this. You know what I'm saying? We could put on that show. We could put on a remote. We had over 100 people packed out in Mustang Harry's. You know, we played the new J Boogie single. Everybody was vibing to it, and it was just a good night, man. It was a good affair. Nice way to preview the game and give the fans a little appetizer for the season. So it was a nice look.
Are you on E, CP? You on E yet?
Oh, I'm on extra E, bro. I'm on extra E, man. I'm crawling to the finish line, but you know, it's opening night. It's one of those nights, a special occasion where You know the fan base is juiced up, and we got how many people we got? Like 1,600, 1,500?
No, we're
1,900.
Yeah, we almost had 2,000.
Oh, we closing it too. Yeah, we closing it too, man. Yep. So we left MSG with 2,000. We got to 2,000 in the chat as I had hoped for. So yeah, man, it's one of those nights, man. So I'm on E, but it is what it is, man. Tomorrow's another day. Give thanks for life and give thanks for our Nick victory. Let's go.
Being on E means something totally different to me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Pause. It is a family show. It is a family show.
I was looking at you sideways for a second.
And you did say that after midnight, so maybe there's a different
I was like, if that's the type of time you want, listen, we just got to win. Do you, baby.
Not my speed. That's definitely not my speed. But, like I said, at the end of the day, tired, but it's worth it, man. It was a great night. Great night at MSG.
I continue to be amazed with this Knick fan base, man. The passion, the knowledge, you know, the commitment. Yeah. It was from you know, the event, the pregame show leading to the venue, to the arena, during the game, after the game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the first game of the season, and CP could tell you, you know, first quarter, you know, the fans are frustrated with certain plays or certain.
Yeah, it was quiet.
You know,
it was quiet
game
early.
Action.
Jaylen Brown had us quiet early, man. No doubt, yeah. Bro.
But you know, it was a great night, and listen, it wasn't going to be easy. And I think, you know, as for a home opener and opening night, what more could you ask for? You got double overtime. And you know, I think we got a lot of performances here, that we can talk about that are going to be important. A lot of developments that happen. I'm sure you guys covered it as well with, you know, for example, Obi, Fournier.
It was Obi time, man.
He was the talk. He was the talk of the arena was Obi tonight, I would say. Yeah. Right, CP?
The Obi chants were going crazy, man. We got extended minutes of Obi Julius. And look, with no Taj and salute to Taj, man, on the birth of his baby boy. Definitely happy for him and his family.
Taj?
Yeah, we had no Taj. We had Noel, who was out, hasn't had a training camp or anything, so Noel's been a non-factor. So we thought about that, right, JD? We thought, you know, would Udoka force Tibbs' hand now to go to this Julius and Obi tandem? And first he went Jericho, right? We didn't see Obi until, like, late second quarter. Went Jericho first. Second half, Tibbs made the adjustment, went to Obi, and Obi had to guard an upside down, man. Out in transition. That's his game, and Obi was great. He was great tonight.
And we covered it here on Knicks Fan TV, those possibilities when we had Keith Smith on, and he gave us some knowledge about, you know, how the Celtics may, you know, start the game today and the way that they could attack, you know, the Knicks roster. And they went small ball. Horford was out, so it allowed them to go, you know, very small. And, you know, Thibodeau at first started with Sims. Sims was the first big off
That's
the bench.
Right.
And, you know, and I was a little bit surprised because with Taj and Noel out, you know, logic would tell you that maybe it would be Obi Toppin. And then to Thibodeau's credit, in the second half, you saw him make the adjustment to, you know, and go with Obi. I thought the adjustment then in overtime to Mitch was a little bit late, but he still did it. So you have to give him credit there.
Yeah. And shout out Julito on that point. We saw Julito outside, and Julito said, from his vantage point, he said he saw Julius go to Tibbs and say, hey, swap out Obi, put in Mitch now. So, again, shout out to Tibbs for, you know, understanding what's going on in the game, listening to his players, and, you know, and he made the right decision. Because, again, Obi did his thing at that point, but there was a point where we needed Mitch. We needed that rim protection and his rebounding. And Mitch, I thought, also played well in this game, bro.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yeah, so we were asked right before you guys came on, the last call from Jay, he was talking about Emmanuel Quickley and just, you know, it seems like he was obviously he was off in today's game. Lot to go back and forth on. We can talk about Kemba this and the third, but specifically on Emmanuel Quickley, nobody's jumping out the window. I hope nobody's jumping out the window on Emmanuel Quickley, but he was just basically asking, was that more of a matchup situation? Was it just him getting used to the game? What were you guys' thoughts on Emmanuel Quickley struggling today?
Yeah, well, look, I thought, Quick struggles is kind of carrying over from the preseason. It is just the first game, and it is just that, it's the home opener. Look, Celtics defense was pretty solid, man, for the better half of four quarters. I thought their defense was pretty good. I think we need to get back to finding Quickley in off-ball situations. Yeah. A lot of times we're finding him having to create for himself late in the shot clock. He's forcing things up. He's making bad decisions, forcing bad passes, as we saw in this game. And so I think it's on Rose, it's on Burks, it's on, Julius RJ when they're out there with him to find him open, find him off ball, to get him those off ball 3-point shots, get him in rhythm, and then we can see what he can do, as a shot creator. But I just thought today, he's a bit out of sorts. Shot wasn't falling. Shot selection wasn't all that great, but it's only one game, man. We got to give Quickley some time. He's working on his game, and that's what we saw in the preseason.
Yeah, and I mean, he didn't play much. So, it's not like he went out there and played 20 minutes and stunk up the joint. He only played 8 minutes, and he only took 4 shots, was 1 of 4. But early on, players like Quickley with his game, he's a rhythm player, and sometimes he comes into the game, and if he doesn't hit – his first few shots, you're watching how he reacts defensively. And if he doesn't have it on that side of the court, then he might have a short night, with this rotation and how Tibbs is going to manage some of these minutes. So, it's the first game. It was a tough matchup against the Celtics. I wouldn't be too concerned right now. 10, 20 games from now, then maybe we can have that conversation.
Who's delayed, Ash?
They're saying the chat's delayed by a couple of minutes. I don't know if that's even possible.
It was a tough matchup again.
The chat is delayed? The chat or our voice or audio?
No, the chat. Like, the chat is delayed.
Oh, all right, well, that's on YouTube. You got to take it up with YouTube, man.
Yeah, that's above our pay grade,
that's
guys.
Above our pay grade, Ash. But the good thing is we got over 2,100 people in the chat, man. So to everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP the franchise. We got JD, CK2K leading the way. Ashley, Nicole Moss. Holding it down with the Oakley jersey, right, Ash? Oakley?
Yeah, got Oak Tree right. One.
Got the Oak Tree, repping the Oak Tree, man. CK, were you able to read the Super Chats, or should I get into the Super Chats real quick?
Yeah, we got through a little bit of them, but we just briefly. But yeah, you can get into some.
Yeah, we'll get through to all of them at the end of the show, of course. But definitely want to shout out Michael Parker, who is with us. Sends a Super Chat. He says, salute Knicks Nation. Salute everyone that came out to the game. Money Mitch made the difference. Yeah, I was happy to see Mitch. He got out to a good start. Had 2 nice offensive rebounds, were put back, slammed it in. And you saw, once again, the intimidation factor, Mitch. We saw it in the last preseason game when he came back. We saw it out there today. It was evident, man. He made the Celtics think twice, JD, and we talked about that, bro. Making them think twice, slowing the game down, and I thought Blockness was good in his minutes.
Yeah, and going into it, we were wondering how many minutes would he play, would he start, and then we received the news that Taj Gibson was going to be out, so that kind of made the decision pretty easy for Tom Thibodeau. Right. And, we talked about, even in the first half, one of the reasons why they were able to get back into the game, you know, his intimidation factor when the perimeter players get to the paint and he's there. You know, a lot of people look at stats, but sometimes his presence just being there and making the guard think twice, it gives the Knicks an extra second to be able to rotate to those open threes. Because as you know, when a guard penetrates to the basket and he passes it out to the perimeter, then that ball goes around the court, someone's going to end up wide open. Him being able to be an intimidating factor allows the Knicks that extra second to make their rotations and get and contest those shots. So those are one of the most valuable things that, you know, fans may not see, but front office, Tom Thibodeau, when they look at film, when you look at potentially investing into him long term, I guarantee you that's going to be one of the most valuable, underrated reasons that, you know, they would want, you know, Mitch to be here long term.
Yeah. No doubt about it. I want to shout out to Rhyme Animal. Chuck D sends a super chat. Everybody throw hashtag PE in the chat to salute a legend. He said it was a great pregame, a game, and postgame coverage. Y'all, salutes tonight. CPJD Ash CK was great in tandem with Breen, Mark Jackson, and JVG. Obi one hand bank shot was the logo. All said, even vintage Knicks uniforms are special. Yeah, what you guys think of the uniforms tonight, man? I thought it looked good. I thought they looked good in the 75th anniversary joints.
Trying to figure out how I can get one, man. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm looking everywhere. I need one. I need one.
My guys in Europe was able to get one, man. One of my guys out in I forgot if he's in France or whatever. Like, yo, they got him early. I haven't seen him out on sale out here at all.
Help us out. I want one. I don't care. I want one. New Squarespace patch. No, I don't care. I want them. I love them. I like them a lot. I'm a fan.
Gotta bring back the 90s joints. Houston, Free Will era with the black. Yeah. Those are tough.
They're sleeping. Just bring them out. Let them wear them. I don't understand.
Which is crazy because you see so many teams bringing back the vintage. You see the Grizzlies sometimes wear the Vancouver Grizzly joints or the Magic will wear the
jersey types.
Yeah, or the Magic will wear the Pay and Shaq pinstripes. And like, I'm just like, listen, the Knicks have a lot of dope jerseys, but that 90s one is different. Bring those bad boys out.
I don't understand.
I feel like they know. I feel like they know, but it could be a business decision. Just create a little bit more anticipation. Once they roll it out, everyone's going
to
buy them.
Sounds like
once a goal. Roll them out, listen, it's quiet for those other teams because we about to go full 90s on their ass. You don't want that 90s Knicks smoke, okay? Those black jerseys, those jerseys with the black in it, rather, will bring some smoke that you ain't ready for. I'm going to tell you that much.
That's a fact. Shout out my guy, Lord Barker Rock Jr., checking in from the West Coast. He says, CK and the beautiful baddie of SNY. I'm going bananas in my hotel room in Virginia. The Knicks hitting big shots. And new Nick Evan Fournier ripping the hearts out of the Celtics' chest. Let's go. He's going 60 burger, JD. 60 wins for Lord Barker Rock Jr. Man, I got to shout out Evan Fournier, man. 32 points. 6 of 13 from downtown, 6 rebounds, 3 dimes. You know, it took them a little while to get going, was a little bit inefficient in the first half. But, man, Fournier was I thought that's what won us the game offensively, man. Down in the clutch, Fournier was just money from downtown for us. Absolutely electric.
He was key. And, you know, he was clutch in the sense that there was a period there where Randle – I think he went 0 for 3 consecutive times. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Fournier was able to hit the 3. He hit 3 after 3. And it was clutch shots as well. And, you know, we talked about potentially who's going to be in that closing lineup. And, you know, Fournier gives Thibodeau that extra ability of spacing for Randle. Because as you can see, it looks like this team is still going to consistently go to Randle, at least to close when we need a shot. But you have to make sure you surround him with options. And Fournier seemed to be that security blanket for him whenever, you know, Randle was out of sorts. So it's a big night. And, you know, I don't expect 30-something every night. But at least, you know, there was some thoughts in the offseason about in preseason, oh, Fournier, we gave him this money and all this stuff. I think you even have to calm down the fan base, CP. And I'm glad that he responded on opening night and quieted some of those, you know, early concerns.
Well, the reason for that is because he came to Knicks Fan TV first. He had to come with a blessing from the fans, and then he went out there and performed. I had no doubts. I was not doubting 48 one bit because he came through. He showed that he was a stand-up guy, and he's made for New York, man. So great job by him. Let's go to the phones. We got some phones. We got some calls on the line. Let's go to Will from the Bronx. What's going on, bro?
Yeah. What is different from New York? Two words, and I'm gonna be quick because I can't even hear you guys. But yeah. Let's go. And I don't care if we should have won in regulation because any other Knicks team would have botched this. So I'm taking this dub. Fourth quarter, Fournier, the real French prince, was giving Bullock vibes at first for some doofy plays, but Bullock doesn't have the DNA of an assassin. And I know y'all seen RJ locking up Tatum. Give that man more touches and we going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm going, man, I'm too hysterical right now, but let's go. 49 burgers.
He's going with the 40. You guys were able to hear Will from the Bronx, right?
Yeah.
Will said he's going with the 40 burger, man. I think that's a guy that says, like, what's goody, footy, tootie, my guy. But he switched it up. He switched it up.
That is Will. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He's usually the goody, footy, tootie, my guy.
Yeah, he went with the what's it called? Like the announcer route to
Yeah.
That.
And quick nugget on Fournier per Tommy Beer. Shout out to Tommy Beer. Mm-hmm. He said Reggie Bullock has played 366 games in his career and never has tallied more than 20 points and more than 5 rebounds in the same game. Yeah. Fournier had 32, 6 rebounds and 6 three-pointers, 4 steals and 3 assists in his first game in New York.
I hope that quiets the doubters, man, because I had a guy who, you know, after his shooting struggles in the preseason, said how much we overpaid. He's a bust. He's a bum. He's this, that, and the third. I just said, look, you got to wait for the guy. And it's still early. You know, this could have been an aberration, and he may struggle down the stretch. You got to wait for him to gain some chemistry with his teammates, right? This is a new situation for him. You know, Orlando, he was one of the guys. Now he just has to be – he still has to, you know, contribute a healthy bit, but – we can spread this thing around a little bit, but no, make no mistake, man. Fournier is an upgrade, man. No way around it. Fournier is an upgrade.
Yeah, no way around it. Especially when you got RJ Barrett playing defense like that right next to him. I think we'll be just fine with the two of them. Going back and forth like that. I loved it.
No question, man. I want to shout out a super chat is coming. My guy J Cal out in the Bay Area holding it down with a $100 super chat. He says one burger down, 47 to go. So I guess J Cal's going with 48. He says hit that thumbs up for the hardest working squad in streaming. That's a fact, man. Shout out my guy J Cal. I was listening to his podcast this week and Stardust podcast on the way in, his live podcast. So I told J Cal we was on the way to MSG for a victory and nothing less. So shout out to you, J Cal, man. Always appreciate you supporting us. Rock the Guard sends a super chat. He says Kemba kind of shaky to close the game. Rose much better. Well, look, give credit to Tibbs, right? CK. I mean, he went back to him. Temba was stumbling to the finish line. You know, a lot of turnovers, a lot of bad decisions. Again, first game, not going to kill him for it. But went to Rose, and Rose solidified it. You know, Rose closed the door for us. So I'm glad. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, first game, I'm not expecting this to be a reoccurring theme. I'm not too worried about it. There's a lot to deal with. First game home in New York. Me and Ash were talking about it briefly. First game home in New York. And then on top of that, you're playing against your former team, you know. Yeah, a lot of things. A lot of jitters, a lot of butterflies. But the fact that man still had 8 rebounds, like, you know, there's little things to be happy about. And those turnovers at the end of the game, we won't see much of that this season. And, you know, fine-tune it, and we'll see what happens in the next game. I ain't too worried about it.
That's a fact. Let's go back to the phone. Cynthia in the building. Cynthia, what's going on? All right, one more. Let's go. Let's try Mosel, the wine guy. Mosel, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's good, bro? What's good?
I don't know. Can't hear me? I don't know. I can't hear myself. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm just going to say 60 wins if y'all can hear me. 60 wins. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Quick and easy, man. Quick and easy. Appreciate that. Jared, if you're listening, just tell the callers when they hear on mute, man, just go ahead with their points. I'm not sure why there's a disconnect with it, but just tell them to go ahead with their points. CK, did you go to Bully in the Discord already? Did we hear from Bully?
No, not yet. No, not yet.
All right. Let's bring Bully in here in the Discord. Bully, you up next. What's going on?
I'm here.
What's good, bro? Yep, what's good?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? Calling in from Japan. First things first, everyone, hit the like button, smash the like and subscribe.
And say konnichiwa, man. What's good, bro?
Yeah, what's going on? No, I'm from Jersey, but I'm here just living in Japan, bro.
No doubt.
Watching the game. But, man, this game, it felt like a playoff game, bro. I'm watching it online. Like, the energy was crazy. I got chills down my spine, bro. But, you know, I want to talk about a few things. So, for one, I never doubted Evan Fournier. He's a godsend. 32 points, 52% from the field. He had a big game, especially when it mattered the most. Like you said, he's made for New York. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing that I saw today, I want to talk about that fourth quarter. Tibbs started D. Rose in the fourth and ended with Kemba Walker. And I think that D. Rose is a solid closer. Because he's a facilitator and a playmaker, especially when it matters the most. So I think that moving forward, I think that Tibbs should have kept D. Rose towards the end of the fourth because Kemba Walker, I think he was just doing too much. He had a couple of defensive lapses at the end of the fourth, leaving Marcus Smart open for the three that tied the game to go into the first overtime. I think that had we had closed with D. Rose in the fourth, I think that wouldn't have happened. But, you know, who knows? I think that, you know, this is a learning experience for Kemba. This is his first game in New York, you know. So I think that it's a good learning experience for him.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Right. Yo, go ahead. Finish your point, bro.
No, I was just going to say, like, Kemba's still a good piece, you know. But I think that he just came up short defensively when it mattered the most. That's really it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of the things that Tibbs is going to have to manage all year. It's you know, how is he going to deal with both guys when they're hot, when they're cold? How is he going to manage their minutes? Who's going to start? Who's going to close? So on and so forth. But I thought, didn't D-Rose close the double OT? Didn't D-Rose close the game?
Yeah, D-Rose closed the double OT. I was talking about the fourth quarter.
Got you. Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, sure, you could look at that. But also at the end of the day, Tibbs made the right call because he saw that Kemba was struggling and ended up going with D. Rose for the finish. So, again, it's just going to be something to look at all year, really.
Right. And then Obi Toppin came up with big minutes, improved a lot. I think he's a candidate for the most improved player because this boy, he could ball. He could ball. And he's very efficient. Very efficient at what he does. So he wasn't doing too much, wasn't doing anything too crazy. So I think he had a good game. RJ Barrett, again, had a good game, very efficient.
Yeah, there's starting to be
19 points. People will say, oh, you know, he didn't play a good game. But he was playing some very good defense, very good defense.
Yeah.
So I think we have to look at that too. But, yeah, that's really it, guys, man. I love what you guys are doing. And you know, thank you for this platform.
Appreciate it. No, RJ was solid, guys. He came alive in the second half, and you saw Julius found him. The chemistry is back on point. Hit some big three-pointers in that second half, and thought his defense on Tatum was scrappy. It was tough all night. So give credit to the Broadway Barrett, man. Still finished the game. What did he finish the game with?
19. Yeah.
What I tell you he was going to finish the game with? I said 18 and 6, finished with 19 and 5. Let's go. Three and D. 3-7 from downtown, 6-11 from the field, man.
I have a question for Ash.
Yo, Eddie, you good, bro? Like, what's wrong? What's going on? Chat, like, he's asking, is Ashley there? Is she on mute? Where's she at? I'm good. I'm here, Eddie.
Go ahead, Ash. It's okay. Salute to the peoples, man.
It's okay, Eddie. I'm here. I am safe. I'm not in the Matrix. I'm not in the Upside Down. You can take a breather. Bro. I appreciate the concern. I'm okay, Eddie. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Ash, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Okay, so what would you most impress with? RJ's defense all night, holding Tatum to 7 of 30, Fournier's debut performance, or Randall having his performance coming back with the crowd and the environment and all those questions? Out of those three, which performance would you say you personally was most impressed with?
With RJ's defense on Tatum, you know, you expect a good performance from Julius Randle. Obviously, you know, the postseason was a different conversation. He got into his own head a little bit. But if you listen to him throughout the preseason, throughout training camp, he's very, you know, adamant about, look, it's in the past. I'm over it. I'm moving on. Next question. And his work ethic comes from the Kobe Bryant School of Hard Knocks. You know, he's determined. He's in the gym constantly. You know, his work ethic is not something that surprises me. Evan Fournier, listen, I watched him ball in the Olympics. I knew what he was bringing to the table, what he was bringing to the squad. Obviously, he brought that times 10 tonight, but I'm not in the slightest bit surprised about his performance. You know, I think he is that guy. Now, with RJ, listen, that defense was phenomenal. Jason Tatum is the real deal. So to be able to lock him up the way that he did and hold him to 20 points, shout out to RJ Barrett. I mean, he got a quiet 19 on his own. But the defense is something special, and you want to be able to see someone like RJ play up to his size, right? That's been one of the critiques of him. We've always talked about, why is he not playing size? He's a big guy. Like, get aggressive, play aggressive. We saw that tonight. We saw him not be afraid to, you know, bump some shoulders. We saw him not afraid to get in someone's face, and that's the type of energy you want to see. That also is a really, it's an inspiring foreshadowing for what's to come, hopefully, from RJ Barrett. And if this continues, listen, RJ's going to be a different dude this season for sure. I'm excited to see it. I just really enjoyed RJ the most out of the storyline. Obviously, I love to see our guys, you know, shoot the lights out. But RJ's defense was something spectacular. I'm definitely excited for what he's going to bring this season.
Yeah, no question, man. I definitely agree with you, Ash, on that point. And elbow three in overtime as well, man. So shout out to Broadway Barrett for his performance tonight. I want to shout out my guy Will from LI. Sends a super chat. He said, "Great win, guys. Boston's never ready for RJ's defense. We smoking on that Boston pack 50 burger in the chat." Yo, everybody's dropping the burgers, JT. You're gonna have to we're gonna have to give you some money, man. We're gonna have to trademark the 50 burger term, because
you have to design a shirt. You said about the burger. You were talking about the burger.
Like, who's really eating a 50-piece burger? Like, why is this not a nugget? Why is this not, you know,
you
like...
You gotta ask JD, man. You gotta ask
JD. Remember the caller? He said, why, a 50 hero?
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, who really out here ordering 50-piece burgers? You know what I mean? Like, that's not even a realistic order. Like, it's not even something you can actually
eat. White Castles? Hey, baby, White Castles.
Nah, you can't even eat 50-piece White Castle. That's out of control.
Hey, back in my prime, Ash, you never know, man. I couldn't count myself out, man.
You eat 50-piece White Castle, you're going to be on the toilet for 50-plus minutes, all right? So I'm going to need you to relax.
maybe you could have a burger design like a 50.
That would be dope.
Never know, man. Shout out, the owner of Mustang said, "Hey, if we win 60, we're gonna make a 60 burger on the menu." So, you know, we'll come back to eating Mustangs.
He definitely jumps out the window.
Yeah. No question.
He's trying to save his menu. That's all it is. He's trying to make sure his menu stays safe. He don't want that on there.
Try to make it easy on him. I said a 50 burger, and then he said, "No, we'll make a 60 burger." I'm like, "All right, fine."
Shout out to we got another $100 super chat in the building, man. Shout out to Jonathan Vericchio, says Obi on fire. Yeah, Obi had the guard and jumping tonight, JD. I was so happy to see that, man. Happy for the kid. Again, it's a confident Obi, man, and 28 minutes tonight for Obi, 14 points. 5 rebounds, 6-9 from the field. I love what I saw from Obi tonight, and just love to see him and Julius getting out there as a unit. That was great for him, man. He was loving it.
Yeah, and you can tell, you know, with the atmosphere after he was, you know, contributing to the game, even the crowd, like, everyone was so excited to see him play well, because the Knicks fan is a very knowledgeable fan base, and they understand, you know, this is a big year for him. They understand he's a lottery pick, and they also know that, you know, the Knicks made an investment in Julius Randle. So going into the season with the Knicks going with Mitchell Robinson and Nerlens Noel at center, drafting Jericho Sims, having Taj Gibson as that veteran insurance policy, where are we going to see minutes from Obi Toppin, you know, considering how Thibodeau is very strict with his rotations? Well, I think the most encouraging development, aside from, you know, his numbers, is the fact that he was able to play well in a small ball setting, because that bodes well for his future here, because you have to win the trust of Thibodeau. And now Thibodeau is feeling confident that, you know, the next time the Knicks play a team that attacks him with small ball and we don't respond well, now he knows, okay, I can play Obi with Randle and not worry about it. And also, Obi's proven that that's going to be an asset for Randle himself, because when it looks like we wasn't attacking the basket, we couldn't, you know, have rhythm on offense, he put Obi in, And it looked like Randle kind of stepped up after that. So not only for Obi himself, but I think Obi also is proving that he can help Randle, you know, with spacing and getting easier buckets.
You know, what we were missing last season, obviously, because Obi was, you know, in a rocky space, as we alluded to earlier. We spoke about, me and CK were talking about it while we were waiting for you guys to come in. And I think also, like, it's going to only help, you know, with the additions of Fournier and Kemba, obviously, offensively from a scoring standpoint. But having, you know, Obi really be in a space where he is beneficial to the team and he's conducive to winning games is really going to help the longevity of Julius Randle. Because, you know, Tibbs doesn't believe in load management. So it's not like he's going to rest him for entire games. But having him not having to work as hard through the course of a very long season, we have a full season this year. God willing, you know, that continues and nothing crazy happens. So you don't want to see Julius Randle gassed after the All-Star break like he was, you know, last season. Maybe now you'll see Julius Randle who has more of a longevity, and we see, you know, better, conducive, just productive basketball for him because he's more rested and he's not holding the team on his back anymore. And that's what you want. You want a more evenly dispersed team in terms of responsibility. Obviously, there are some guys who have more responsibility than others. That's why you have stars, and that's why you have supporting players. But you still want your supporting players to be able to hold the weight for some of your stars so they don't have to work as hard every single night.
True. True indeed. My guy Jay Cal in the chat said Obi's moving off the ball nicely, and Tibbs did say that. You know, he said Obi was moving it nicely from side to side, and again, it was just great to see. Just great to see the confidence in him. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys, for your squad. We got over 1,000 likes. Let's get up to 2,000 likes. We got 2,300 people watching us live, 1240 here on the East Coast. If you guys are new in the chat, type in hashtag new in the chat. Let us know you're in here. Let us know you're a new viewer. I want to shout out to everybody that we ran into at MSG, man. It was a lot of love in MSG everywhere we went, from the pregame to walking into to the stadium, walking out of the stadium, outside. There's a lot of love for Knicks Fan TV, and we definitely appreciate it. People from all walks of life. I mean, JD, we had one lady was pregnant, and she pointed to her stomach and said, "We got a Knicks Fan TV fan in my belly right now." So we had whole families rocking with Knicks Fan TV, man. It is a family show. Yeah, it was a beautiful thing to see and hear, man. So definitely salute to everybody for supporting us, man. Shout out to EETube fam, team hashtag new. What's going on? We got MK311X, Marcelo Lindo. What's going on? Ian Rieger, welcome, man. Matthew Maul, Mark Garbage. Nice name. What's going on? CK, who you want to shout out in the chat right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at all the news, and I'm also seeing the hashtag thumbs up game. So, yeah, get those thumbs up. Appreciate you guys. But I'm waiting for them to load up for me. I see Georgie saying new. Listen to the podcast last year, though, but he's back. So, we appreciate you coming back. Nick Anderson, new to the chat. Welcome to the chat.
Yeah.
It gets wild. Hope you stick around for the season. Ian Rieger. Let's go. We got Dan, who was a vet, hashtag vet, in the building. But, yeah, we got a lot of people coming through.
Absolutely, man. And as usual, this show is presented by Manscaped. Fellas, make sure you take care of those pumpkins, man. It is the fall after all. And you can go to manscaped.com, enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping.
Did you just call them pumpkins?
Yeah, it is fall after all.
Pumpkins are really big. That's an exaggeration.
Hey, well, I can't speak for everybody's situation. I can only speak of my own. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, no testimonials. Just go out, go get that lawnmower 4.0. Go to manscaped.com, promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Hey, some people have those issues, Ash. Like I said, I can't speak for everybody, but, you know,
right.
It is what it is, man.
I can't speak for all. Come on, now.
Hey.
Or as you say, if, you know, push comes to shove, you could just get the Van Gundy.
That's it. It's that time of year, JD. You know what I'm saying? You go with the Jordan in the summertime. In the fall, winter, you go with the Van Gundy. Hey, I don't make the rules. You do what you got to do. Do what you got to do, fellas. That's just what it is, man. That's just what it is. All right. Let's read a couple more Super Chats before we wrap up, man. It's been a great night, great show. Chunk Norris, thanks for the Super Chat. He says 72-10. Blue Chair sends a $50 Super Chat, says, "Go Knickerbockers. Great to see the Mecca rocking again. Thanks, you guys. Ashley, always awesome to see you and hear your supreme knowledge. Hope this one is one of many wins." Angelo Carlos sends a super chat. He says, Fournier giveth, taketh away, and giveth back. I love that he screwed up and turned around, took over the first OT. That's some big New York energy. Shout out to Will Caldwell. He says, the Garden showing Obi love gave me chills. Great experience for our rookies. Shout out to CT Pittman. Says, the Garden was crazy tonight. Got the dub and had a blast. We here. Kristoff sends a super chat. He says, we need testimonial CP to know if it works. Duh. Anyway, 50 Burger Gang.
What?
Hey, you ain't getting testimonials from me, man. Like I said, it works when you know that Manscaped is sponsoring the show for the rest of the season. So that's how you know it works. Everybody's going out and getting it. And like I said, you can get yours too, man. Go to manscaped.com, promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping.
Main St. Cool drops between, the
between the hashtag Van Gundy's and the emoji, the pumpkin emojis, I'm done. I'm literally done with the pumpkin. Like, I just, I.
It's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
All someone right, said it's cold. Gotta stay with James Harden down there. I'm done.
Oh, all right. Hey, whatever you're into, man. I can't tell you what to do, but that's not a bad idea.
No, Val, don't send testimonials to Ashley. Ashley doesn't want the testimonials. Ashley wants to mind her business, okay? Don't send me your testimonials, guys. Please, let's not do this again this year, okay?
Oh, my God, man. All right, let's take two more of their wrap-up, man. We'll go to 9-5 Bully, and then we'll close with Angel. 9-5 Bully up next. What's going on?
Yo, what's good?
How you feeling, bro?
Yo, first and foremost, man, let's get right to it. I want to give a shout-out to all the Knicks fans TV OGs. I'm not a day oneer. I'm a newbie here, and every time I hear the closure come on, I think of Mariano Rivera, You know, I'm just trying to be a Wandy Peralta or Johnny Loaizaga. Sign me up.
Yeah, let's go. You can be the setup, man. Let's go, man.
But, yo, let's talk about Fournier's defense. Everybody want to say he played bad defense. I didn't see no bad defense. Mm-hmm. I saw bad team defense. He missed some assignments. His help defense wasn't there. We could talk about Jericho Sims, how the dude drove right by Derrick Rose, and my man Sims wasn't even looking at the play. But, yo, the Garden was electric. Fournier with those threes, if he didn't have those mislaps, we wouldn't have been in double OT. But that's okay. I just want to give a shout-out, and thank you for keeping it a family show, because my son, he's going to watch this in the morning. I can't hear him. Oh. He can't be talking about no E, but I appreciate it.
Tell him he's empty, man. I'm on fumes.
And I'm telling you right now, JD, I know you're in your room watching this. You're supposed to be asleep. I'm coming in the house right now. I'm out. Holla.
Let's go.
Hey, go to bed, bro.
Man.
Bully. Go to bed real quick. Shut it off.
Yeah, Bully called us during the pregame. He said his son was watching, his little baby. Yo,
my wife. Yeah, my wife, she was watching him. She goes, who are these guys? I don't see them on ESPN. I said, this is Knicks fans ESPN. We can't do that.
This is it. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I appreciate it. Me and my son, we can listen to this on the way to school in the morning. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, man. Thanks a lot for your call. Much appreciated. All right, man. Angel, let's take us home, man. How you feeling, bro?
Yo, what's good? Can y'all hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, bro.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a little delay on the Discord, but
yeah.
Hey, man, how y'all feeling tonight, y'all? How y'all feeling? Woo! Did you see that game? Let's go.
Has to be a great night for you, Angel. We won the game, double overtime, and Ash is on.
Yes, the queen is back. The queen is back. But, hey, before I give everybody some shout-out, first thing first, man, y'all know what it is, man. Hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. Hit that subscribe button. Show the show some love. We need all that, you feel me? And I'm hyped right now, you feel me? I just won $200 off this game.
Oh, yes.
So I'm hyped right now, you feel me? One of my best friends, he's a Boston Celtics fan. He was talking all this trash. Well, guess what, bro? Y'all going to hold this L tonight. I told you, this ain't the Alfred Payton offense. You feel me? We got a whole team now. You feel me? So, hey, CP, great job earlier, bro. I got to give you some props, man. And JD, my boy, what did I say, JD? 50 wins. They going to hit that cash, bro. I told you, they hitting that cash check. And CK, 2K, my brother, keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you. And the queen. It's good to see you back, baby. And don't send my queen testimonials because she got the king. The king is right here, baby. The goat said, y'all know what it is. When it comes to this game, hey, listen, you know, it wasn't perfect, but it's not how you start. It's how you finish, man. And shout out to RJ Barrett, man. He didn't have a great first half, But let me tell you something, man. The keys to this game, and I called earlier, and I said this, Mitchell Robinson with those 17 big rebounds, man, he came in clutch. He changed a lot of shots. And granted, defense wasn't perfect, but we gave up a lot of threes. So we got to clean that up, and we got to clean up some of them turnovers because this game shouldn't even win in the overtime. So, yeah. Coach Woods, I need you to fix that offense at the end of the game because it was too much one-on-one basketball, you feel me? But overall, though, man, RJ Barrett, bro, he stepped up big time in the second half, man. And Obi Toppin, you know, from last year to this year, it's just his confidence is just light and day. It was so great to see him do his thing. And Evan Fournier, the French Terminator, man, did you see him? He's like, his thing, bro.
Fournier did his thing.
You know, oh, man, God is good, man. I'm so glad we won this game. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all think we annoying now? Wait till we keep winning consistently. And I told everybody, the New York Knicks, we here, baby. We coming. And like I said, man, thank you guys for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. Love you guys. And Queen, you have a lovely night. I'm about to hit that Cash App as well. Y'all have a good night, y'all. Peace. Y'all know who it is.
And the Cash App is going to be good tonight because he just said he won 200. He might send Ashley 190.
Shout out to Angel, man. Definitely a great call. Always appreciate it. And one down. Now we got Orlando on Friday. Back to back Orlandos, right? Friday and Sunday. So
3-0.
Can we go 3-0? Can we do it?
That's a fact.
Hey. Let's go, man. Let's go. Great start to the season. Great show, CK, JD, Ashley. Great show to everybody, all Knicks Nation, man. Whether you were watching at home, whether you were at MSG, just great way to get this thing started, man. I want to shout out a couple more Super Chats. Rags Morales, thanks for the Super Chat. Blood of the Pandas, as I told you, I think Paul George, Lestat, that jumper going to get quicker and quicker. Hashtag Opie Avengers. Kristoff, thanks again. He says, 50 burger with a side of plantains. Wagwan, we here. Kenny Gale says, my heart, 81 more games of that. Evan, the best French player the Knicks have ever had already. Mike Breen, use a season worth of bangs. Yeah, we saw Breen after the game, man. We wanted to get a comment from him on the Knicks Fan TV Live. He said he had no voice. So a shout out to Breen either way, man. He says, Obi Avengers, ready to hop out the window and fight a Hawks fan. 50 burger. Shout out Kenny Gales. Richard David says the Super Chat says, Ashley's down with the 50 burger. Let's go, Knicks. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, if there was one game to win, this was it. This was a culture game. It was Ali Frazier 4 in the same MSG building. Yes, this was only one game, only the first game. However, I'm going to treat this moment like Magic Johnson's first pro game. Let's go. And one thing, though, you guys, look, this is a team that is going to be neck and neck with us all season long, man. Yes, it is the first game. It's only one game. Told you last year about the tiebreakers. The games against Miami were important. Games against the Hawks were important. This could be a game that could be important down the road. So, yeah, it's only the first game. But as a team that's going to be with us stride for stride all year, it's a very important game still. So, good win. It's a good win to set the tone for the year, no doubt about it. Great, great, great Super Chat by Chuck. Young Kobe says, Knicks are 5-0 in the season, so I'm giving us a 50-piece this season. Blue Chair, 50-plus. Joey Jams, 89, was at the Garden for the game. The energy was something I've never seen. 50-burger. JD, we're going to have to make those T-shirts, man.
I'm telling you, man.
We're going to have to make those T-shirts, man. Yeah.
You got to get to work on them, because especially after we go 3-0.
It's time. Junior Caroma Super Chat, salute Ash, Lucy K, Mitch Hive, we in here, Burks Hive, stand up. Love the oak tree jersey, Ash, looks good on you. Mid Belfort, I'm ordering a 50-piece with a side order, lemon pepper Lou, LOL, no ice tray. We coming for them birds of Fake Fan TV in Atlanta. Keep talking spicy, Clint Capella. I like that energy. Flow Hypnotic says, we leveled up 138 points. Let's go. Nelson Hernandez. Julius carried us in the first half. RJ Obi came up big in the second half. Rose and the French Prince. Ooh, we need and deserve with clutch buckets. Hashtag 49 to go. So he's a 50-burger guy as well, man. All right, well, that is the show. And once again, thanks for everybody for tuning in. We'll see you guys Friday. Knicks versus Orlando. Same time, same place. You know the vibes, man. Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans, by the fans, the best or nothing. CP the Franchise, CK2K, JD, Sports Talk, Ashley Nicole Moss. We are out of here. Thanks for watching.